So I'm talking to Kate Sahota, is that how you pronounce your name?
Right.
From Warwickshire Council. Kate, what do you do there?
I'm a manager of the local service team. We provide IT services for two directorates, Environment and Economy and the Libraries team. And basically, we've been running a project at Warwickshire looking at creating the Open Data Store, which we did a few months ago. And we launched it along with a Hack Warwickshire competition to encourage people to write applications with the data that we published. It was a very successful competition in that we got about 8 entries, all really high quality, but not a huge number. And the winner got an iPad, and it was all very nice, and we received lots of really good press. But it's starting to grind to a bit of a halt now because we've done the main work, we've got the site up there, but it's becoming more and more difficult to prove to the people that work in the authority why they should give us our data, because there aren't real solid examples as to... There aren't any solid examples around what people are actually doing with the data that we're publishing. So what we really want is to explore how we can develop the community to start doing stuff with our data. Then we can take that back to the people within the directorates and say, someone's built this really fantastic app using information from a particular directorate, and as a result, it's benefiting the community. Without that developer input, we're not going to be able to get much further with the open data cause.
And do you think, is it just a developer thing, or is it reaching out to people who are campaigning? They may be doing a demo outside a closed library or something like that. I mean, should we involve those people in using the data?
I think those are the most important people that should be using the data. I think the developers are the people that can maybe technically do it, but I think it's the activists, the people that are really interested in the community and what's going on, who can really benefit from us publishing the data. An example of, we've just published our spending data, and it fairly quickly made it to the front news headline of the local paper because we'd had to pay a fairly large fine because we hadn't been recycling the rates that we should have been recycling. Now, from my point of view, that's a kind of local community should look at this and say, right, we need to recycle more. Unfortunately, the local paper took the spin that it was the government's fault that we had to pay the fine. So,
well, there's no such thing as neutral data. I mean, it's only ever how you interpret it, isn't it? So how do you think we can reach out to those activists? Because there's a bit of a kind of classic divide almost between the arts and the sciences here in some cases. How do you think we could bridge that gap?
I think the work that Nick Booth's been doing with Podnosh and the social media surgery, I think we need to be doing the same kind of thing with the data. We need to be showing people what kinds of things they can be doing with the data. Proving that, you know, someone who knows how to use an Excel spreadsheet can actually take something from a local government website, combine it with something else, and prove a point, show that they've had 63 potholes on their road that have taken a long time to fix. It's not about the geeky applications, the big visualizations. They're lovely, they're really pretty to look at. I've looked at the San Francisco crime maps and thought, fantastic, but I actually know personally where the dodgy areas are where I live, and that's not valuable to me, although it's interesting. So it's the difference between what's good, what's new, what's funky, versus what's valuable and what can really make a difference.
Thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.